After 2 long days of closed-door meetings, as Assembly Democrats reacted to the mounting fallout from Speaker Silver's arrest on corruption charges, the Democrats now say Silver will leave his post on Monday. But Assembly Majority Leader Joe Morelli, who will serve as interim speaker for about a week, was cryptic when describing how the speaker will actually exit.
There will be a vacancy in the office of the office of speaker.
When asked what that means, he would not elaborate.
I'm just telling you there is going to be a vacancy on Monday, and we are going to set a date for an election of speaker.
So does that mean the speaker resigns, or does that mean that if he doesn't resign, you're going to vote him out?
It means that on Monday there will be a vacancy in the office of speaker. The speaker knows that. The members know that. We are united in purpose, and that's going to happen.
Morelli says he has met with Silver, and the speaker told him that he would not impede the transition. Silver later confirmed that he would not hinder the process, but did not say whether he would resign. An election for new speaker is set for February 10th. Morelli, who has been viewed as a potential candidate for speaker, says now is not the time for him to make any announcement about a candidacy. Other potential candidates include Assemblyman Carl Hastie of the Bronx, Keith Wright of Harlem, Kathy Nolan of Queens, and Joe Lentol of Brooklyn. Lentol said earlier in the day that he will not formally announce his candidacy until Silver actually resigns or leaves the office.
I think I have more to offer than any of the other candidates, but I haven't campaigned actively while the speaker is still in office. And I said that I would step up once he resigned, and I've honored that commitment. So it may keep me behind the others, but I expect in the end that I will prevail.
The announcement by Assembly Democrats that Silver's 20-year rule will end was a markedly different stance than last Thursday, when the speaker was taken into custody in handcuffs. Democrats then said that they would stand by the speaker, but days of relentlessly negative news stories, editorials calling for Silver's resignation, and public outcry changed that. Assemblyman Jeff Aubrey of Queens alluded to those developments.
I think that events and discussions ensued. We are a body. We're a deliberative body. So lots of issues get discussed.
But Aubrey denies that Democrats bowed to outside pressure. Most of the Assembly Democrats were present at Morelli's announcement, but they did not offer any comment. The full Assembly will come into session on Monday. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.